promised the world and I fell for it. I put you first and you adored it. Set fires to my forest and you let it burn. Sang off key in my chorus.
Hey y'all, we're back for another episode of Bad Talks. This is quite a sleepy Bad Talks. Me and Kay are exhausted, but we want to come and give you guys a show. And we were thinking, we've been getting some common questions asked to us about relationships, and we thought it'd be a good show to do just on some questions that seem to be commonly coming up over and over.
Well, commonly that continue to come up because these situations or relational situations are always prevalent. Good afternoon, good evening, good night to all you podcasters out there. On this episode of Bed Talks, let me first start off by saying, you know, that we're not experts in this particular arena. When I say experts, what I simply mean is we pretty much conclude certain things, questions that people have based on our level of understanding or based on our experiences. So please don't think this is something like a Dr. Phil where you can ask any question and we have a clinical answer for you.
I so want to be Dr. Eno. He knows I want to be Dr. Eno. Just kidding. That would be like the, you know, the Dr.
Dino.
Eno. Okay, Dino. I guess the Dr. Phil version of Eno.
And please don't think that. Now, I'm talking about myself. Now, Miss Dr. Eno over here, she can answer any question that you may have in a clear, concise, therapeutic, clinical manner. So that comment I made was strictly for me. But I'm going to give you, again, just the basis. We're going to give you just the basis as it pertains to what we, you know, discuss.
Yeah, so I'm not a total expert, but there are some things I've learned along the way. And so I hope to just share these things with you because our goal is always to shorten your journey and your experience of learning and your learning curve, I should say, when it comes to dating, love, and relationships.
And can I say this also? You know, there have been some individuals who will post questions, and those questions can sometimes be a little, I would think, aggressive because maybe the way that the show may go, or maybe some things that are said on the show or said even on your Instagram account, people do not agree with. So I want to say this to those of you who are therapists, clinical therapists, psychiatrists, please understand this is in no way, shape, form stepping on your toes. We know that you guys are degreed, you have multiple experiences, but just understand again, what we post and what we talk about and what we answer is just from our general platform. We just regular folk here who just talking regular talk.
So let's get started with our first question. Thank you, Kay, for clarifying. So the question that was posed to me recently is it worth waiting for someone who loved you, who's now left you, to come? You know, should you have an expectation to wait for them, number one, and will they actually come back to you? And I think this is a good one because, like, people ask this question, but in different ways. Some people are like, maybe I just need to give them time. I'm going to will them back to me no matter what when someone has left them. And I think people say it, but just in different ways. So I'll give you my take on it, and then I'll let Kay give you his take on it. I think that if someone leaves your life, typically, there's a reason. When things don't work out, there's a reason. It may not be a reason you're willing to accept right away. Hmm. It may be something that when it happens, you feel extremely hurt by it because you don't want that person to not be a part of your life. But things line up in life for reasons. And so I think this comes back to that whole foundational thing of having self-love for yourself. If someone doesn't appreciate what you bring to the table, no matter how much you love them, I know it's hard. I know it's so hard. I've been there. Kay has been there. We've all been there where we've wanted someone that it just, for whatever reason, it wasn't the right timing, or they decided to give up, you know, even though we want to keep that relationship going. But in hindsight, looking down the road, right, and looking backwards, I would say I'm glad those people made those decisions, because those weren't the people that were meant for me, and it kept the door closed to be with someone who really wanted to be with me. So my answer to that question would be, like, if you're asking that question, you probably already know the answer, but I think that you're worthy of someone who wants to be with you. And if someone's making a choice not to be with you, I think you should continue to live your life. Sometimes people do get back together. That can happen, right? But I think waiting for someone or hoping for someone who's clearly giving you signals and actions that they're not interested in having a relationship with you is not the best use of your time.
Well, I think also to add the icing on the cake that you just baked, because it was a pretty good compilation of answers, and you are right. I heard a person say this once, that the story looks good when we paint a picture of the person, the ideal person that we feel is suitable for us. But in the case of someone leaving or removing themselves from, you know, your space, or removing themselves from a relationship that you thought you two may have had, an old rule of thumb is this, and as I heard someone say this once, divorce the story and marry the truth. That's not always an easy thing to do, because I think we all want to be married to the story. But if truth be told, the story can sometimes, as you stated, you know, the story can actually have a very abrupt, a very traumatic ending. Or the story can simply have, you know, very challenging chapters. Okay, so if someone is not for you, then believe it or not, there is what I believe divine
intervention
mm-hmm. That will move that person along through, even though you hurt. Don't get me wrong, even though you may pain, you may even feel like I would never find the right individual. I personally do not think that you need to wait around hoping that they'll come back around. I've said this before and I'll say it again. I do believe that true love always, in some way, shape, form, finds itself right back to the individual that sought it in the first place. Two people who truly loved each other, that love element that is in between both parties, if it's really true, if it's really divine, if you want to say divine, I do believe it will find itself all the way back around. I didn't say that doesn't mean that, you know, there won't be, that there could be multiple years that have transpired. You could have went through some things, they could have went through some things, but I do believe in that, that if it's true love, like I said, divine love, it'll find itself back.
Right. Yeah, I do too. I like that. Divorce the story, marry the truth. That's good. I like that quote. The next question that was raised is a relationship necessary?
Necessary for?
In general. So I kind of have two approaches to this. I think that there is a lot of societal pressure to be in a relationship or to be with someone, but I don't think that necessarily you're supposed to, that everyone's meant to
everyone
be in a relationship.
Everyone is meant to be in a relationship. I agree.
I think, yeah, there's some people that enjoy being single and dating casually. There's some people that enjoy just having companionship with someone around them. Mm-hmm. There's some people that definitely are the marrying type.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's about what you need and what you want for yourself. I don't think it's about what someone else should dictate that you need.
And I can understand the pressures that come with the relational question that you just asked, or that someone asked. I'm going to go biblical, and this may concern a few people, but that's okay. You know, Paul was also single. For those of you who know, or those of you who may not know, Paul was actually an apostle of the good book of the Bible, and he was single. And he talked about, you know, that being single was for some, but not for others, and vice versa. Being in a relationship was good for some and not for others. And he really expounded on the benefits of both. So as you stated, you know, there are some there are people who, yes, relationship is just not fit for you to be in an intimate relationship. Don't get me wrong. Relationships, we're not saying you need to be on some island all by yourself. Relationships can be with family. You have relationships with family. You have relationships with friends. You have relationship with coworkers and so forth. But in the context of what we're speaking about, if I understood the question correctly, is just saying in general, should you be in a relationship? Well, only you can answer that question, because only you know how you are built.
Good answer. And the next question is a pretty interesting one. What is love?
Ooh.
I want you to take that one first, because I'm curious to hear
That is so
your
broad.
perspective. I felt it was very broad
That
as
is so.
well.
What is, and whoever asked that question, I really commend them because most people would probably laugh, point at them, what do you mean, what is love? Well, no, that's actually a good question. And we don't even think about that a lot of the times. What is love? I guess I can paint a picture like this, okay? Because everyone has their version of what love is. Love is seeing your first child born. Can you explain that? Can you explain the first birth of your first child? Yes or no?
No, it's just a feeling
It's
you
a
have.
feeling, and I'm gonna leave it at that.
Yeah, and that's funny. That's kind of what I was thinking too. Like, I feel like love is so many things, but yet I think you can't always explain it because it's an emotion, and emotions aren't completely logical. But it's just a feeling that you feel about something or someone that makes you feel a certain way and makes you react a certain way and makes you want to do things with that person, right, in certain ways. And it could be for a friend, it could be for a family member, it could be for someone that you are in love with. But it's almost an unconditional, you're going at it and having this connection with this person, and they make you feel a certain way, and it's just a
Well, let me ask you
emotion
though, you
attached.
said an emotion. I have to
Well,
disagree with you on that.
and an action as well.
An action, I really believe, well, just my opinion, love is all those things that you just mentioned, but I really believe it's a thing.
So why do you think
When
it's a
I say it's a
thing?
thing, meaning you can put it on anything, you can implement it in
That's
anything.
true.
You
That's a good point.
understand? So that's, yeah, just want to interject
That's
that.
a good point. I didn't think of it from that perspective. You know me, I'm a love coach, so I'm always thinking like relationship, like significant other, children, family, friends. But that's a good point, because you could have love of career, you could have love of a certain hobby, right, or a passion towards a certain
And like you
place.
said, emotions are still involved in that. Make no
Right,
mistake about it.
makes you
But
feel a certain way. It's kind of undefined, but you know it when you feel it.
yeah, exactly.
And the final question before we wrap it up is, how can you tell the difference between strong sexual attraction and love?
Easy. If she says, or if he says, "Honey, I just want to cuddle. I just want us to hold hands." And let's be real, she's looking good. He's looking good. And now it's not to say that you should not be physically attracted to one another, but if you can be around that person, and even though your body, your flesh is longing to be sexually intimate with them, but yet you can still share the intimacy without necessarily getting naked intimate and still enjoy that person, I truly believe that that's true love and not just lust per se.
Yeah, I think when it's a sexual attraction, everything is built around the sexual
Everything,
attraction. And I think when it's actual love outside of the sexual attraction, the sexual attraction is enhanced by the love you have for the person. But like Kay said, you could spend time with them, be around them, and not think, always on a physical.
it's
It's
multifaceted. It's so
multifaceted.
many different dimensions of it, not just one. So if I can paint this picture again, I like painting pictures, you know, if we're
Yes,
talking
that was pretty
about
explicit, the last one you just painted.
yeah, so if we're talking about, you know, that particular question. Read that question again. What was that question again?
What is the difference between sexual attraction versus love?
Okay, so
Or how can you tell the difference between strong sexual attraction and love?
okay, gotcha. Sexual, if it's just sexual attraction, that's easy. Sexual attraction only goes through one door. That's it. Love goes through multiple doors.
Ooh, on that note, I like that. I like that. On that note, we're going to end this episode of Bed Talks. We really enjoyed having you guys join us for this Q&A. Keep the questions coming. I think it's so important that we keep talking about these things and that we talk through them together, and we learn from each other's experiences. We're going to leave you guys with those thoughts for now. But don't forget to listen to future episodes of the Bed Talks podcast and subscribe to it on the Anchor app, iTunes, Google Podcast, as well as Spotify. And until next time, XOXO.